The publishers of Shadowmancer hope this book is the second coming of Harry Potter. Shadowmancer is an allegorical novel for teenagers about the battle between good and evil. It was written by a first-time author and released in England, where it sold 300,000 copies. It's also been translated into 20 languages and optioned for the movies. Now the book has come to the United States, and Jeff London has this report.
G.P. Taylor has been many things in his life: a punk rocker, a social worker, a policeman, and a vicar. But now he's added author to his long resume.
I would never say that I'm a writer. I would say that I'm a storyteller. I just tell stories that come from my heart. And in my sermons and in my life as a priest, I've always told stories.
The 43-year-old Yorkshire native, currently the vicar of Clouton Parish, has taken aspects of his life, his surroundings, and his faith, and woven them into a fantastical novel, Shadowmancer, set in 18th century England. It depicts the struggle between an evil priest who uses sorcery and witchcraft in an attempt to rule the world, and three teenagers who battle him to save it. Graham Taylor says as a teenager growing up in the housing projects in the seaside city of Scarborough, he was the one who needed saving.
I was destined for the rubbish heap, according to my teachers.
He dropped out of school at 16 and bounced around London. Nothing he did subsequently would have suggested he was headed towards the priesthood, but Taylor says the seed was planted at age 7 when he nearly drowned.
And as I'm sinking in the water, I could see myself floating. And I thought, who's this guy? There's a boy in here with ginger hair. You know, who's that? And then I realized it was me. And I was having what people have later described as a near-death experience. My sister pulled me out. She saved my life. She revived me. From then, I knew there was something else that came after we'd died.
Graham Taylor uses this piece of autobiography at the very beginning of Shadowmancer, when one of the protagonists, Thomas, plunges into the ocean.
Down and down he sank, surrounded by the swirling green of seaweed. He could feel the breath bursting in his lungs as he lashed out frantically with his arms and legs, grappling for the surface and the fresh October air. But he couldn't reach it.
It was a second near-death experience that got Graham Taylor from the police force into the priesthood. He was badly beaten by a mob outside a pub while making an arrest and was forced to retire. His first posting took him to the parish of Whitby, a small seaside town with a long history. It's where St. Hilda set up her abbey, Captain Cook began his sailing voyages.
And also there was a guy called Bram Stoker who, in the late 19th century, decided to go on holiday to Whitby. And whilst in Whitby, he got a bit stoned one night and ended up writing a book, minor book, very unknown book, called Dracula.
And now Taylor's moved from the realm of the undead to just the dead. As parish priest of Clouton, his vicarage is located in the middle of a graveyard. It was in this somewhat eerie setting that Taylor began writing Shadowmancer a few years ago. The novel liberally uses elements of the supernatural mixed with Yorkshire folklore in its narrative, but always with a strong moral compass. Taylor insists his book is not Christian, but a secular novel about faith.
I was very aware that I couldn't call God God, and I was thinking about what to call God. And I was watching a Discovery Channel documentary about King Arthur. And King Arthur's name was Riothamus, and it actually means the King of the Kings.
Ironically, it's a vicar who represents evil in Shadowmancer. Taylor has Obadiah Demerol win the parish priesthood on a bet over a cockroach race.
Demerol leapt from his chair, lifting the victorious cockroach in his hand. "Praise you! Praise you, my little dark beast!" he shouted as he leapt around the kitchen, waving his hands in the air and then falling across the table. He was once again overcome with the force of powerful desire.
To counterbalance the power-mad vicar, Graham Taylor's created a trinity of teenagers to fight him. Two are Yorkshire natives, the third an African character named Rafa.
There was no good, positive black characters in children's literature over here. We have Harry Potter, who's the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, with his dark hair. We've got Hermione and Ron. You know, there's no place in English literature where people of colour have been used as positive role models. And I did consciously want to do that.
Taylor's Yorkshire character Thomas is dumbstruck on first seeing Rafa.
Rafa had seen that look many times before. It was the embarrassed, sometimes angry look as the onlooker surveyed the colour of his skin before speaking to him brusquely or ignoring his presence completely. I may not be the same on the outside, but I speak English and many other languages.
After Graham Taylor finished the manuscript to Shadowmancer, he published the novel himself, selling his precious motorbike to finance the printing. The book took off in Yorkshire and was picked up by Faber and Faber. It's since become a phenomenon in England.
It may be hotter than Potter, but the level of writing is nowhere close to Rowling's.
Carol Bisak, children's book critic for the Omaha World Herald, says after all the hype, she was disappointed with Shadowmancer.
I'd be interested in knowing what all the kids in England who bought this book really thought of it after they had read it. And I don't guess there's really any way to judge that unless we see a second book come out and the response to that.
The kids in England will speak soon. Graham Taylor has finished a new book, Wormwood, set in 18th century London, which will be released later this year. He's working on a third novel and currently touring the U.S. promoting Shadowmancer. The book and movie deals have made this parish priest a rich man. Though he still lives in Cloughton and tends to his flock, Taylor recognizes that more change is to come.
So ministry is changing, you know, life is changing, and it's very enjoyable. And as long as I keep God fairly central to my life, then I don't think I've got anything to worry about.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.